Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. As we enter the new year, let's think about those less fortunate, many in poor countries. Yes, we can give them food, but better yet, we can give them the tools to feed their own in a more healthy way. And that's where biotechnology comes in. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It's prediction time. First, let's look back at 2001. It's time for me to be judged. I predicted that President Bush would push fast track right through the Congress. The House passed the bill with one vote to spare. That was a tough part. The Senate will be easier. Should happen soon. I said I didn't expect to see a new farm bill in 2001. No, we don't have one yet, but I was surprised to watch the efficient passage of a bipartisan bill in the House. It's a Senate that couldn't get the job done. The prediction that makes me the happiest is a death of the death tax. I know it's not permanent, but I'm optimistic that we'll eventually get the job done. I thought the 2000 recovery in livestock prices would carry over to oilseeds and grains in 2001. And I'm sorry to say I was wrong. Speaking of livestock, no one was able to foresee the explosive threat of foot and mouth or mad cow disease. We don't have them in the United States today, and I say we're not going to get them. This year, the Senate will pass the farm bill, and then it can be conferenced with the House bill that passed last year. President Bush has promised the funding level will not be cut, so there's no excuse. Get it done. In the end, the final bill will look more like the House bill than the one the Senate has been debating. And it should. President Bush will win trade promotion authority, fast track. The nation's economy will recover this year, increasing demand for beef and pork, and at the same time, pushing up interest rates. I hope you've already done your refinancing. When will the grains come back? I give up. Who knows? Just as the unpredictable had the greatest impact on 2001, something unexpected will once again determine the headlines and demand our attention in 2002. Let's just hope it's not something as horrendous as 9/11. Have a great year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.